You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, well-spoken Wednesday. Stanford Route in the building here in the Loop. Sports Radio 610, the OG John Lopez, Landry Locker, Figgy Fig with you. Stanford, a lot of veteran corners on the market right now. You used to be a corner. Tremaine Johnson, looks like Darius Slay can be traded for, so we'll put him to the side. You got Josh Norman. A lot of guys out there that can be had by the Houston Texans. Of all these veteran corners, who should the Texans be looking at, or should they be searching for bargains instead of some of these high-priced guys that didn't work out elsewhere?
Well, I think that based on the guys you just mentioned, obviously, if you want to go trade for Darius Slay, he's definitely not going to be a cheap price. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to pay a steep premium to get him. But aside from that, if you're talking about the Tremaine Johnsons of the world, people like that, you might as well just go ahead and just stick with Jay Joe in your locker room. You know he's a leader. You know he's going to be a good presence
like
for the young. I understand that. But if we're talking about versus these other veteran guys that you just explained, there's a lot of thought that Xavier Rhodes will be free because Minnesota's going to move off of
him. What about him? He was getting benched this year, though.
And see, then, you know, Josh Norman obviously got cut by the Washington Redskins.
34.
To me, Xavier Rhodes, he's a bigger corner. So he's somebody who's going to be have to be able to play good in space. We know that the Houston Texans play a lot of off man, even when they do play coverage, play man coverage.
Now, in fairness, Weaver does though. So in fairness, Romeo did.
True,
it's an understudy, but we don't quite know that yet.
No, we don't. But let's just go ahead and assume,
pretend. Okay.
So if you're talking about Xavier Rhodes, he's to me somebody who needs to be more up close to the line of scrimmage, maybe even in a cover two aspect. But he's a big, strong, physical corner. I do not see him being somebody that's going to be great in space and off man. I think he needs to be closer to the line of scrimmage. And unless Weaver is that type of defensive coordinator, I don't think that Xavier Rhodes will be a good fit for these Houston Texans.
All right. So I get your point on Jonathan Joseph, but one thing we all need to remember
I don't want to interrupt you.
No, that's fine.
Unless you're getting somebody who's a definitive bona fide upgrade over.
Okay, well, that's good that you said that, because I've got the list of all the unrestricted cornerbacks here, and people haven't thought of this a lot, I don't think, or
nobody
whatever.
Are you talking about?
Well, people are talking about it, but a lot of people don't remember. Jonathan Joseph is unrestricted free agent. You're going to have to pay him, you know, to keep him. So it's like, okay,
but he'll be
I get your
he'll
point.
He'll be cheaper than
Willie?
Other guys.
I mean,
he should trust be. Me, he will be. Yeah. He'll be cheaper than those
He should
other
guys. Be.
74. He just had a birthday since the last time I talked to him.
He's 36 at a cornerback position.
Oh, man, that is old.
36.
That's old.
So yes. Here you go. Stop me when something catches your ear.
Okay.
Josh Norman. Yeah. Chris Harris.
Ooh.
30 years
he's
old,
been talked
though.
About.
31, though, bro.
He's 31.
31.
Man, and he's a slot, though.
Man, let me tell you something. Chris Harris, and I've said it plenty of times, I'll say it again. Chris Harris is somebody who intrigues the you-know-what out of me because he can play inside. He can play outside. He is somebody that does not get a lot of interceptions, but he's rarely out of position. And this guy was undrafted back in 2011 coming out of Kansas.
Well,
he's not going to be cheap.
He is not going to be cheap. You're reading my mind, dude. Are you looking over my shoulder? Market value estimate is $11 million a year for Chris Harris. Wow. 3 years, 33.
I'm actually surprised it is that low.
Really? All right.
But I can see why, because he's not a big name. He's not like that provocative, you know, selection or anything like that. But let me tell you something. That guy, whoever he goes to, if he stays in Denver, he's so much of the reason why the Broncos won the Super Bowl back in 2015.
I'm not going to get down into the muck here, but I want to do like three or four more, and I bet you I know one that you're going to like.
Don't pressure him.
No pressure. Jimmy Smith is one. Ronald Darby from Philadelphia. Brandon Carr is not unrestricted. Tremont Williams. Darquez Dennard. Eli Apple. Jason Verrett. And that's about the best of the bunch.
Byron Jones.
Yes, he's going to be.
I don't see him.
He's got less ball skills than.
See, I thought you would stop me. I thought you would stop me at Darby, at Ronald Darby.
Why the you know what would I stop you at Darby?
Well, just because I thought you know that there's
tore his ACL 2 years ago.
There's potential for a recovery.
I think he's a good player. I don't think he's a scrub by any stretch of the imagination. You saw how he started off with the Buffalo Bills coming out of Florida State, and then got traded to the Philadelphia Eagles. They won the Super Bowl, but do I see him somebody who's going to be a difference maker? Somebody who's
coming off an injury?
Yeah, and even before the injury, somebody that's going to be a difference maker that can walk into your locker room and instantly we are now a contender, or we are instantly.
Well, there's nobody out there that'll do that.
How about just better?
And that's
there's nobody
better at corner.
And that's why I say, with that list you just named,
just keep J.J.
Man,
Bradley Roby.
Well. We're assuming that Bradley Roby's gone.
Yeah, they've already
based on a lot of the reports that we're hearing. So,
but none of these guys, to me, I would rather have than Roby. I wouldn't want any of these guys more than I would.
I understand
Roby.
That completely.
You
and
agree?
I would agree with you. But apparently,
something happened where
he's gone, or at least that's what the rumblings that we're hearing. So, with that being said, presently assembled that list that you just named, man, if you can get Chris Harris, but he ain't gonna be cheap.
No.
Yeah.
If you can get Darius Slay, but he ain't gonna be cheap.
No.
But other than those two names, man,
Darius Slay has draft picks too.
Based off of that list right there, man.
J-Jo?
Sometimes you got to just stick with the girl that brought you to the party.
They don't have any. That's the problem.
J-Jo.
Their girls, John,
37 next year.
J-Jo's gonna be relatively.
He's done.
Cost efficient, even just based on the last contract that he signed. I think that he's. I don't think he's done. They play an off man scheme. Mm-hmm. It's not calling.
Well, this is the problem.
It's not calling for you to be Jalen Ramsey.
But the problem is this. Last year, the Texans were the worst team in the league when it came to intermediate passing. I think it was like 76% was the completion percentage, and they protected the deep ball. But the defense is bad. You can't play like they played last year. Like you can't do that. And I think the importance of this case study, Stanford Route with us around the NFL, Well-Spoken Wednesday in the Loop, the OG John Lopez and Landry Locker. The reason that we're even bringing this up, and I think the case study and the conclusion that we can all come to together, Stanford, is these guys that are getting released, these veterans that we started the segment with, 3 years ago, these were the best corners on the market.
Yeah.
They're not even playing out those contracts. And quite honestly, they never really did live up to the money that they were given.
I mean, a lot of them, the only reason why they even got the money that they got, and like I said, I'm a corner, so I'm all for it. Like, hey, take as much as you can from these owners, guys.
Yeah.
But a lot of that was just simply because that was the economics of the position, and that's what the market bears. Just like what I say about quarterbacks. If you exhibit a beating pulse and you're drafted as a high pick by the team that you're playing for, they're going to give you $100 million just because you have a beating pulse.
But economics aside, as far as getting cornerbacks, when you don't have a first-round pick and when you're in the situation that you're in and everything that you just said, that's not a good place, along with edge rusher, to have your biggest need at. Can we agree with that?
Say that one more time.
When you list a team's biggest needs heading into the offseason and you know that they don't have a first-round pick, cornerback and edge rusher are two of the worst places you can be.
As far as?
Just in terms of needing help.
As far as a team?
Yeah. Let's put quarterback out of the conversation.
Oh, yeah, as far as a team, yeah, that's
the hardest thing to find.
Yes, no question, because those guys change the game.
Absolutely. That's why I say
they don't get away. They don't get away.
I've said this for years, and some people disagree, but I think you've agreed with me when I said if I were an NFL general manager, I would draft a cornerback every other year, no matter how good my secondary was.
Yeah, you got to always have fresh blood
every
coming
other
in
year.
There.
Every other year.
I mean,
year,
just like
they roll over, they get hurt, they drop off pretty quickly.
And as we can see, going against the Kansas City Chiefs, the Super Bowl champions, you got to have about 3 to 4 good guys that can cover back there.
Yeah.
Stanford Route with us, Well-Spoken Wednesday here on Sports Radio 610. I wanted to ask you about another free agent, probably the most intriguing free agent of the offseason. By the way, could I interest you in a list, Stanford? I know you like a good list.
Of course.
Here are just some of the free agents that are going to be on the market when free agency begins 4 weeks from today, actually. Tom Brady, Philip Rivers, Ryan Tannehill, Derrick Henry, A.J. Green, Amari Cooper, Chris Jones, Yannick Ngakoue, Jadeveon Clowney, Shaq Barrett.
A nice list.
That's a squad.
The most intriguing one, though, and I don't know if there's really smoke to the fire of the dialogue surrounding him, is Taysom Hill.
Taysom Hill.
Taysom Hill, the backup for the Saints. That can't be real, right? Because Mike Florio keeps mentioning him potentially being a franchise quarterback. They're trying to be funny, right?
I have seen stranger things occur in this league over my years.
Name one.
I'll name one.
I need it.
I thought it was very interesting when I saw a person actually get into a situation, an altercation, where someone died. Mm-hmm. And they got picked up by a team maybe about a year after that. I thought that was very interesting. I'll just go
ahead
and
play for the Steelers?
No, he didn't play for the Steelers.
I'm thinking of someone else.
He's from the state of California. I will give you that.
Someone died.
On air.
OJ? Someone
No. I'll put it like this. There may or may not have been an automobile involved in this.
Leonard Little?
No, this is my generation. Like my time of playing football.
Dante Stallworth?
I don't know. So I'm just simply saying I've seen stranger things in this league occur. That's all I'm basically saying.
But I mean that to me though, that's just talent getting a second chance. A guy that's 30 years old who's thrown 13 passes in his career, who had 4 season-ending injuries at BYU, who wasn't even the backup quarterback last year on his own team, getting money and being trusted to be a franchise quarterback
would be strange. I can tell you right now, for one, you just named his age. It's already a foregone conclusion. In the NFL, the sentiment is quarterbacks don't start getting into their prime until they
not
hit
now.
Them.
Yeah, now it is.
Yeah, like seriously.
He's thrown 13 passes.
I know, but how old is he?
He's 30. He's had
That was college.
He's had 4 season-ending injuries.
Yeah, but that was college.
That was the last time he was a full-time quarterback.
But let me ask you this. He now is, what does he do, kick return? Hand him the ball. Yeah.
He's faster than Alvin Kamara.
But my point is, he actually is out there taking hits from defensive players who were trying to blow him up and hasn't.
Oh, I'm not questioning his ability to be a gadget.
No, he's a player.
But what you just said about not being able to finish all 4 years of BYU healthy, he's clearly been able to finish the year healthy for the New Orleans Saints.
Yeah, and he's taking hits.
And he said, he's not playing quarterback, just taking a hit from a DN
on
the
sack. Need a bigger
he's taking a hit from a safety trying to take his head off.
If I'm going to give NFL,
someone's going to give him a chance to be a quarterback.
I'm saying,
if I'm going to give quarterback money, I need a bigger sample size.
Guys, remember, we saw the backup up there in Chicago. It was Matt Glennon. Mm-hmm. He went to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 3 years, $45 million. I mean, come on now. Let's go ahead and we can see Brock Osweiler down here in Houston.
If someone gives Taysom Hill 3 years, $45 million, I'd be shocked.
I would not, because what is 45 divided by 3?
Well, 42
15
7.
There, U of H.
15. No, I know that. But so in the NFL landscape among quarterbacks, is $15 million
a large?
No, it's nothing. That's chump change.
I mean, for a guy who might not
exactly
be, but like for a backup, it would be.
But once
like
it,
if he's
no,
not
but
good
one,
enough.
But once again, it's about the economics of the position. So right now, the NFL, the highest paid quarterback is, what, $34 million, $33
million, something like that?
$15 is like asking somebody for spare change at the gas station.
I wish.
For the NFL economics climate of that position.
Man.
That's like asking somebody for spare change.
Stanford Brout's got some analogies today. Not sure they're the best, but got to give him a
guys, think
E
about,
for effort.
Do not base it off of somebody making 5 figures a year off of don't think of it in comparison to that. You got to think of it in comparison to the highest paid at that position, and then it trickles all the way down.
I'm just saying, trust in the guy in general to be your starting quarterback. I mean, I the bread, whatever, but I'm just saying, trust in that guy to be your starting quarterback would be interesting to me.
In today's NFL landscape, it's all about the RPO, the read option, things like that.
Which he's
so
never
now,
done.
Yeah,
but he's got the physical ability.
He hasn't done it.
He hasn't done it. Every down is a starter, but whenever he goes into the game for the New Orleans Saints, what are they running? Some
wildcat,
sort of gadget play?
Wildcat.
Which is also what? RPO, read option, things like that. Which, in my opinion, is a lot of BS football, because basically you're trying to distract the crowd and everybody watching the game from the simple fact that my quarterback cannot read defenses and not throw in a tight window.
You hear this guy sounding old now. It sounds like this guy's gone from in his 30s to 65 in a matter of days. I don't know what I'm going to get the next 2 segments from my man Stanford Brout. By the way, Sports Radio 610 is excited to bring to you the Best Bugs Tour presented by Coors Light. We're going to spend the next 7 weeks trying to find the best crawfish, the best bugs in all of H-Town. Let us know where we should go. Comment on our social media at Sports Radio 610. Use hashtag best bugs. It's crawfish season. Let's effing eat. And speaking of that, today at 1:45, that's less than 30 minutes away, we're going to let you know where we will be next week. It's going to be our Fat Tuesday kickoff party.
With some
Everybody's going to be there. There's going to be bugs. There's going to be beer. And there's going to be bros. That's the three Bs. Bugs, beer, bros.
All right.
Next Tuesday, we'll tell you where at 1:45. The OG John Lopez, Landry Locker, Figgy Fig with you along with the great Stanford Routes. Good segment, Stanford. Very good. You go from 30 to 60 in a matter of day. You and J.J. had the same amount of birthdays just in that one segment. Another thing about my man Stanford, he's very well-traveled. When you get that Al Davis money and you save it and you use the right decisions, you can travel. That's why you can go to Brazil and eat sausage like my man Stanford. But does he agree with a list that was put out that says the things that guys must do before they die? We'll ask him next. All right, 1:45. We're going to give you the announcement where we're going to start our Sports Radio 610 Best Bugs Tour. It's going to be started on Tuesday. We're going to unveil where we're going to be for the Fat Tuesday kickoff party. We're trying to find the best bugs, best crawfish in H-Town. Hashtag best bugs if you got a recommendation.
Pretty dang exciting.
Bugs, beer, bros.
Yep.
Next Tuesday. We'll see where we're going to be. Sports Radio 610 got you covered. We are out in the community. We are doing our thing. Stanford Brout with us. It is Well Spoken Wednesday. Going to ask him about petty things people do these days in about 15 minutes because Aaron Judge apparently took down his tweet congratulating Jose Altuve for the 2017 MVP. I think that's pretty petty, but I don't think it's uncommon these days. We'll see if Stanford Brout, who's been known to put up some pictures on Instagram.
He knows the social.
If he knows anything about the pettiness. But Stanford's also very well-traveled. He's not only well-spoken, but he's also well-traveled. He's lived a pretty good life for a man that many labeled a track star at one point. I label him a football player. Well, John Lopez called him a track guy.
He is a track guy.
I think he's a football player.
Oh, my goodness.
He's a track guy.
But there is a list that John Lopez...
No. Multifaceted.
Listen to this, dude. Goodness.
I said you're multifaceted. That's a compliment.
That's right up there with calling a quarterback who may have a tan dual threat. That's right up there with that guy.
It is not. It is absolutely not.
My man runs a nice 40. You're going to call him a track guy.
200 too, man.
Combine starts next week, by the way, so we'll get into that with our guy Stan. But Stan, John Lopez wants to present a list that he has a lot of exceptions with, and he wants to get your take on this since you are so well-spoken and well-traveled.
Yes.
The seven things every man must do, and this list is courtesy of who, John Lopez?
This is courtesy of motivation.com.
Okay.
I didn't know that existed.
So, Stanford, we're just going
to... Look, I got suckered. A lot of people do these lists knowing that it's a little bit out there and they just want people to talk about it, and it worked. But it did get me thinking. It says it's seven things that every guy must experience at least once in their life.
I mean, I can think of several things that guys should experience at least once in their life.
But get a load of their seven, and then I want y'all to start thinking something that every guy should experience at least once in their life. This is their list, all right? Live in a foreign country. Number two, a solo trip. Number three, the joy of living on your own. Clearly, the person who wrote this was a very lonely person. Number four, fail, because failure is the stepping stone to success. Number five. I told you I got suckered.
What?
Number five, spend some time near nature. I'm actually down with that one. I'm good with that one. Number six, I'm down with this one too. Do something extreme, as in
skydiving,
cliff diving.
I can get with that, yes.
Whatever. I'm down with that one too.
I've seen you hold
and
some snakes.
And number seven, have your heart broken. I can get with that also. I can get with having your heart broken?
Yeah, because I think that you learn a lot about yourself, and I think that you learn valuable lessons from getting your heart broken.
Mm-hmm.
I do. I firmly believe that.
The only two that I'm down with, I'm not saying you're wrong. I think that's opinion. But do something extreme and get close to nature. Spend a lot of time getting close to nature. So it got me thinking, what is the right list here?
Wow.
What is something that every guy should experience at least once?
And
let's get out. Let's knock out the sexual stuff right away. You know, because everybody's going to start texting.
Immature.
Oh, you need to have a threesome. You know, whatever.
Okay, here we go.
Like real stuff.
There goes number one on Stan's list.
I would say, well, this is in no particular order. I don't know if I have seven solid ones, but I definitely have several. Number one, I would say I think every man needs to go to Vegas. I think he can learn a lot.
Now
about,
we're talking.
I think he can learn a lot about.
I knew Stan was the man for
the
this.
The economics of life.
Yes.
In the Sin City. Let's just go and call
and everything
it that
goes with that.
Yes,
that
everything that goes with it.
Let me throw one at you. Have a dog. Like I think every dude needs to have a dog at some point in their life.
I learned a lot about having a dog as a young kid.
Yeah, but seriously though, because like your relationship is gonna have problems with your girl. Your relationship with your kids is going to be special. There's nothing better than actually witnessing childbirth might be on the list. You know, but nothing better than watching your child being born. There's just something about a dog. You are their entire life.
Yes,
you're their entire life. So I think having a dog, every dude should have that.
Let me see here. I would go with another one, and then I'll let you go, Landry. I would say climbing something really tall or monumental, like a mountain.
That's the extreme, almost.
Hill, yeah, exactly. And I say that because that could be a metaphor for life. I don't care what field you're in. I don't care what industry. Everybody's going to want to ascend to the top of whatever field that they're in.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that climbing a mountain, it teaches you perseverance, because there's times where, and I know Landry's going to get on me about this. I remember that's one of the main things I did when I was in Brazil is, man, like there's times where you just don't feel like going that extra distance.
Yep.
But when you get up there and you actually experience that view, it's all worth it.
Figgy, you got one?
Yeah. I think every man should at least go to a strip club once.
That's fair.
Once.
In Las
Vegas. That's actually very good. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
In Las Vegas.
In Las Vegas.
Nah.
You got one?
I think every man should, and I don't know if Stan can relate to this or not, but live check to check. Like live paycheck
Landry,
to paycheck one
you
time.
You do know that I was in college, right?
Yeah, but you were, and like, let's be honest, bro.
Oh, what? I went to Ohio State. I went to UT.
Good game, Stan.
UT shot. Drive by.
I went to some
good game, Stan.
I went to some BCS school where, well, we're making more money being a college football player than going to the next level.
Hell of a game there, Route.
I think every guy, something every guy should experience is a coach that's a father figure.
No question.
I think
no
a coach that's an a-hole, too.
They can sometimes be the
a-hole.
Same person.
Yes. No question.
Like
I agree with that.
To this day, there are lessons I learned playing football, you know, and back in the old, you know, glory days, that this one coach is just like, I mean, I think every guy should have a father figure coach.
This might be a little old school, and I think where mine and Stan's generation, I think this is where you can draw a line. Every man should have at least been in one fight.
I don't know about should, but I think you learn something from it.
I think it makes more of a man out of you. Not to say that you'll never be a man if you don't get into a fight, but I think it makes more of you.
One thing I've learned, and it's been, I mean, probably college at the latest, maybe high school, that I learned from fights that I told my boys all the time. It ain't like the movies, man.
Yeah, you're right.
It ain't like the movies.
And that's why every man needs to be in at least one.
You have
to
realize if you're going to pick a fight,
there's
a chance you can get your ass kicked.
And these days too, it's also a little bit different. I don't know if it works these days.
There ain't no put up your dude.
Yeah, like no,
it's a fight, man. It's a fight.
In 2020, man, these kids want to walk around here with too much metal.
Yeah.
There ain't no like, hey, go in ISS with Gloria for 2 days.
Yeah, yeah.
It ain't really like that. And the final one, I think we can all relate to this. Every man, in order to be a man, should have to deal with a crazy woman at least once.
I wish just once.
I can agree with you on that one, because you learn a lot about restraint. You learn a lot about self-control, and you learn a lot about maturity, and it helps you also understand what you don't want in your next relationship. I'll go in and add one more. I believe that every man should at least one time in his life He needs to be able to tell somebody, everybody watching the game, from the simple fact that my quarterback cannot read defenses and not throw in a tight window.
This guy is sounding old now. It sounds like this guy's gone from in his 30s to 65 in a matter of days. I don't know what I'm going to get the next two segments from my man, Stanford Routes. By the way, Sports Radio 610 is excited to bring to you the Best Bugs Tour presented by Coors Light. We're going to spend the next 7 weeks trying to find the best crawfish, the best bugs in all of H-Town. Let us know where we should go. Comment on our social media at Sports Radio 610. Use hashtag Best Bugs. It's crawfish season. Let's effing eat. And speaking of that, today at 1:45, that's less than 30 minutes away, we're going to let you know where we will be next week. It's going to be our Fat Tuesday kickoff party.
With some
Everybody's going to be there. There's going to be bugs. There's going to be beer. And there's going to be bros. That's the three Bs. Bugs, beer, bros.
All right.
Next Tuesday, we'll tell you where at 1:45. The OG John Lopez, Landry Locker, Figgy Fig with you along with the great Stanford Routes. Good segment, Stanford. Very good. You go from 30 to 60 in a matter of day. You and J.Jo had the same amount of birthdays just in that one segment. Another thing about my man, Stanford, he's very well-traveled. When you get that Al Davis money and you save it and you use the right decisions,
you
can travel. That's why you can go to Brazil and eat sausage like my man, Stanford. But does he agree with a list that was put out that says the things that guys must do before they die? We'll ask him next. All right, 1:45. We're going to give you the announcement where we're going to start our Sports Radio 610 Best Bugs Tour. It's going to be started on Tuesday. We're going to unveil where we're going to be for the Fat Tuesday kickoff party. We're trying to find the best bugs, best crawfish in H-Town. Hey, hashtag best bugs if you got a recommendation.
Pretty dang exciting.
Bugs, beer, bros.
Yep.
Next Tuesday. We'll see where we're going to be. Sports Radio 610 got you covered. We are out in the community. We are doing our thing. Stanford Brout with us. It is Well Spoken Wednesday. Going to ask him about petty things people do these days in about 15 minutes because Aaron Judge apparently took down his tweet congratulating Jose Altuve for the 2017 MVP. I think that's pretty petty, but I don't think it's uncommon these days. We'll see if Stanford Brout, who's been known to put up some pictures on Instagram.
He knows the social.
If he knows anything about the pettiness. But Stanford's also very well-traveled. He's not only well-spoken, but he's also well-traveled. He's lived a pretty good life for a man that many labeled a track star at one point. I label him a football player. Well, John Lopez called him a track guy.
He is a track guy.
I think he's a football player.
Oh, my goodness.
He's a track guy.
But there is a list that John Lopez...
No. Multifaceted.
Listen to this, dude. Goodness.
I said you're multifaceted. That's a compliment.
That's right up there with calling a quarterback who may have a tan dual threat. That's right up there with that guy.
It is not. It is absolutely not.
My man runs a nice 40. You're going to call him a track guy.
He's 200 too, man.
Combine starts next week, by the way, so we'll get into that with our guy Stan. But Stan, John Lopez wants to present a list that he has a lot of exceptions with, and he wants to get your take on this since you are so well-spoken and well-traveled.
Yes.
The seven things every man must do, and this list is courtesy of who, John Lopez?
This is courtesy of motivation.com.
Okay.
I didn't know that existed.
So, Stanford, we're just going
to— Look, I got suckered. A lot of people do these lists— knowing that it's a little bit out there and they just want people to talk about it, and it worked. But it did get me thinking. It says it's seven things that every guy must experience at least once in their life.
I mean, I can think of several things that guys should experience at least once in their life.
But get a load of their seven, and then I want y'all to start thinking something that every guy should experience at least once in their life. This is their list, all right? Live in a foreign country. Number two, a solo trip. Number three, the joy of living on your own. Clearly, the person who wrote this was a very lonely person. Number four, fail, because failure is the stepping stone to success. Number five.
Why did you even?
I told you I got suckered. What? Number five, spend some time near nature. I'm actually down with that one. I'm good with that one. Number six, I'm down with this one too. Do something extreme, as in
skydiving,
cliff diving.
I can get with that. Yes.
Whatever. I'm down with that one too.
I'm seeing you hold
and
snakes.
And number seven, have your heart broken. Two of them I can get. I can
get with that also.
I can get with having your heart broken.
Yeah, because I think that you learn a lot about yourself, and I think that you learn valuable lessons from getting your heart broken.
Mm-hmm.
I do. I firmly believe that.
The only two that I'm down with, I'm not saying you're wrong. I think that's opinion. But do something extreme and get close to nature. Spend a lot of time getting close to nature. So it got me thinking, what is the right list here?
Wow.
What is something that every guy should experience at least once? And let's get out. Let's knock out the sexual stuff right away. You know, because everybody's going to start texting.
Immature.
Oh, you need to have a threesome. You know, whatever.
Well, okay, here we go.
Like real stuff.
There goes number one on Stan's list.
I would say, well, this is in no particular order. I don't know if I have seven solid ones, but I definitely have several. Number one, I would say I think every man needs to go to Vegas. I think he can learn a lot.
Now
about,
we're talking.
I think he can learn a lot about.
I knew Stan was the man for
the
this.
The economics of life.
Yes.
In the Sin City. Let's just go ahead and call
and everything
it
that goes with that.
Yes,
that
everything that goes with it.
Let me throw one at you. Have a dog. Like I think every dude needs to have a dog at some point in their life.
I learned a lot about having a dog as a young kid.
Yeah, but well, I mean, but seriously though, because like your relationship is gonna have problems with your girl. Your relationship with your kids is going to be special. There's nothing better than actually witnessing childbirth might be on the list. You know, but nothing better than watching your child being born. There's just something about a dog. You are their entire life.
Yes,
you're their entire life. So I think having a dog, every dude should have that.
Let me see here. I would go with another one, and then I'll let you go, Landry. I would say climbing something really tall or monumental, like a mountain.
That's the extreme, almost.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly. And I say that because that could be a metaphor for life. I don't care what field you're in. I don't care what industry. Everybody's going to want to ascend to the top of whatever field that they're in.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that climbing a mountain, it teaches you perseverance, because there's times where, and I know Landry's going to get on me about this. I remember that's one of the main things I did when I was in Brazil is, man, like there's times where you just don't feel like going that extra distance.
Yep.
But when you get up there and you actually experience that view, it's all worth it.
Figure, you got one?
Yeah. I think every man should at least go to a strip club once.
That's fair.
Once.
In Las Vegas.
That's actually very good. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
In Las Vegas.
In Las Vegas.
Nah.
You got one?
I think every man should, and I don't know if Stan can relate to this or not, but live check to check. Like live paycheck
Landry,
to paycheck one
you
time.
You do know that I was in college, right?
Yeah, but you were, like, let's be honest, bro.
Oh, what? I went to Ohio State. I went to UT.
Good game, Stan.
UT, shot. Drive by.
I went to some.
Good game, Stan.
I went to some BCS school where we're making more money being a college football player than going to the next level.
Hell of a game there, Route.
I think something every guy should experience is a coach that's a father figure.
No question.
I think
no
a coach question. That's an a-hole, too. I think
yeah.
You should
well,
experience
it could sometimes be the
a-hole.
Same person.
Yes. No question.
Like
I agree with that.
To this day, there are lessons I learned playing football, you know, and back in the old, you know, glory days, that this one coach is just like, I mean, I think every guy should have a father figure coach.
This might be a little old school, and I think we're mine and Stan's generation. I think this is where you can draw a line. Every man should have at least been in one fight.
I don't know about should, but I think you learn something from it.
I think it makes more of a man out of you. Not to say that you'll never be a man if you don't get into a fight, but I think it makes more of you.
One thing I've learned, and it's been, I mean, probably college at the latest, maybe high school, that I learned from fights that I told my boys all the time. It ain't like the movies, man.
Yeah, you're right.
It ain't like the movies.
And that's why every man needs to be in at least one.
You have
to
realize if you're going to pick a fight,
There's a chance
you can get your ass kicked.
And these days too, it's also a little bit different. I don't know if it works these days.
There ain't no put up your dude.
No,
it's a fight, man. It's a fight.
In 2020, man, these kids want to walk around here with too much metal.
Yeah.
There ain't no like, hey, go in ISS with Gloria for 2 days.
Yeah,
and shit.
Yeah.
It ain't really like that. And the final one, I think we can all relate to this. Every man, in order to be a man, should have to deal with a crazy woman at least once.
I wish just once.
I can agree with you on that one because you learn a lot about restraint. You learn a lot about self-control. And you learn a lot about maturity, and it helps you also understand what you don't want in your next relationship. I'll go in and add one more. I believe that every man should, at least one time in his life, he needs to be able to tell some. Like, I tip very well if you give good service. Like, very, 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 very well. Trust me on that. But, yeah, man, this guy was just a complete jerk, so I wanted to go ahead and just beat him at his own game. I'll be petty. I'll give you guys the last one.
Okay.
Man, this happened, I want to say, around 2013, 2012, 2014. Well, anyways, I got into it with my girlfriend.
Okay.
And she really pissed me off. I forget what it was about. But I was so mad that I just went and I canceled her gym membership.
That's the equivalent of a password that I was talking about.
But she didn't realize it till she went to the gym. And all of a sudden, they're like, excuse me, ma'am, you know, you don't have a membership here. You can't get in. And then that's when everything really just kind of like hit the fan, because then she called me and cursed me
out. I can't imagine.
You deserved it.
Can't imagine.
So you deserve it just for giving a 28-cent tip, quite honestly. Stanford Route in the building for Well Spoken Wednesday. We got the big announcement here. Clint Sterner has joined the show. We are launching the Sports Radio 610 Best Bugs Tour presented by Coors Light. When the mountains are what, Clint?
Blue, baby.
When they are blue.
Come on.
It is time to sip. We're looking to highlight the best seven crawfish joints over the next 7 weeks. It is crawfish season, and it's kicking off this upcoming Fat Tuesday, February 25th. That is 6 days from today at Buffalo Run in Spring.
Buffalo Run in Spring. I've been to that place.
Run in Spring.
All right, that's gonna be good.
I've not been there yet, but I'm looking forward to it. I'm stoked about it, and man, I'm looking forward to the run, Buffalo Run Tuesday, and the run of about 7 weeks straight.
How about
of mud bugs on Friday afternoon. Not only are we gonna do the show from there, obviously, but man, just checking out what the city has to offer relative to boiling crawfish. All I care about, man.
This is a great idea, man. Just a great idea. Are there any specials that we may know about?
Are you crazy? What kind of question is that? I mean, are you really asking that? Figgy, dump that BS that he just asked me. Are there any specials? My gosh. Buffalo Run next Tuesday, Fat Tuesday. You got the crawfish. How much is the crawfish, you must ask?
How much is the crawfish?
$6.10 per pound. Does it just include crawfish?
Does it just include crawfish?
No, it doesn't. I'm doing a Stanford Route. I'm interviewing myself right now, if you haven't noticed. You get crawfish. You get corn. You get potatoes. You get mushroom. And you get sausage. $6.10 per pound. Well, can I consume something to drink there as well? Absolutely, you can. Miller Lite Pints, $1.50, Clint.
There you go.
That's trouble for me.
Come on.
That's the worst.
Nah,
the worst.
Come on. You got to own it at some point. It ain't trouble no longer.
The worst place for me to be is around $1.50 Miller Lite Pints. But I know not everybody is
eating
a Miller
bugs
Lite drinker.
Too, man.
Some people want those Blue Mountains. And for your Blue Mountain drinkers, what better way to consume a Coors Light than a long neck?
Right.
$2.50 Coors Light bottles. $2.50. We're going to have giveaways every hour, autographed footballs by Texans players, all the stuff that we always give away. We're going to be there from 10 to 6, both in the loop. Myself and John Lopez and Clint Sterner will be there next Tuesday. It is the Sports Radio 610 Best Bugs Tour presented by Coors Light, beginning next Tuesday at Buffalo Run in Spring. Better have all the loopholes. Better have all the listeners there. Because it's going to be fun. $6.10 per pound. $1.50 Miller Lite Pints. $2.50 Coors Light bottles. Clint.
You ain't got to sell the party. 610 has it. 610's there. It's going to be on and popping. Here's a question.
Mm-hmm.
Do you suck head?
Well, crawfish.
Well, that's what we're talking about. Yeah, that's what we're talking about. I mean, yeah, look, I'm a grown man in a room of four guys. If somebody says, do you suck head? I know we're talking about crawfish. Talking about something else.
That's exactly
anyway.
Right.
I mean, yes. Hey, if you are, it's okay. Like we're not judging you.
It's not like all four of us.
I'm judging you. If when you're eating crawfish, you don't suck the head, then it's you're in the minors.
But outside of the crawfish, what's the best part of the crawfish pot for you?
Say it again?
Outside of the crawfish, What's the best part of the crawfish
like the
pot?
Corn, like the potatoes.
Oh, I'm a tater guy. You get some Tony's and some butter and dip the tater in there. Yeah,
that corn carries the heat better, man.
Hey, I got a question.
I love that corn.
I don't want to walk away with my mouth just lit on fire. Yeah. Corn does that to me.
Yeah. Are you guys going to look at me funny if I tell you that I don't eat crawfish?
No.
I won't judge if you don't eat crawfish. Have you ever?
I don't think I have.
Well, come on out. Tuesday, man.
Y'all are all the way out there in spring, man. That's like the other side of the world.
That's all right. It'd be worth it, man. It'd be worth it. Hey, I tell you what.
We got other locations
very
coming.
Very rarely. I got a couple of buddies that'll cook the crawfish and eat them every now and then, but they're just – and their deal is they don't – the messiness of it, of getting it all over you, which I totally can understand. However, those guys and those excuses are few and far between.
It's a conversation,
man. I've ever come across somebody that tried it and literally didn't like it because of the crawfish.
The taste. It's awesome.
If you like cold beer, if you like breaking good bread.
I'm more of a vodka guy.
Well, that's all right.
Boy, you're going to be busted up after you eat about 5 pounds of crawfish. You better get you a couple cold beers. We'll get that vodka afterwards at the bar, man.
It has to be beer.
It goes with crawfish. It's what it's about, man.
What about Pepsi?
To each their own, whatever you want. Yeah. I like crawfish enough where I'll drink bottled water with it. But there's nothing better when you walk in a place, there's picnic tables. How many pounds you want? I take 5 pounds of pop. Yep. I take 5 pounds, usually order two of them. I'll take five pounds.
That'll be $30.50, sir.
I took my lady down here to this little restaurant down the street over here about a week ago. I dropped down near 200. The crawfish are a discount, right? Hey, just sit down and they say, "Sir, would you like some ice?" A lot of times it's bring your own beer joints. You know what I mean? So I carry my "Sir, would you like some ice in a bucket to put your beer in?" Sure, I would.
Heck, I
sure would. Is there a better evening throughout the week or on the weekend?
And back to your first point, like these people that say, "Well, it's too much trouble." Dude, that's the whole idea. It's an event. It's sitting down. It's
party. No question.
Party. Having a conversation.
No question.
Taking your time. You're not eating fast. You're eating good. You're eating good.
Me and Fudge had this conversation. I think it was the best McLean hijack of all time. But we were talking about. Fudge said that there's never an unhappy person at a bar on Valentine's Day because the single people are there for the pickings. There's never an unhappy person at a crawfish gathering.
Now that's true.
Everybody's ready to go,
except for the guy that his old lady's got him on a he got a report back to
the
crib. The old boy that shows up at the crawfish bowl and knows he's got to be home in 2 hours.
I gotta be out at 8 o'clock, boys.
Gotta be out here at 8 o'clock, man. My lady ain't gonna let me. Then he has a couple of beers and he's MFing her, talking about I ain't going home. I ain't leaving. And then it somehow gets blamed on me.
You are that guy, Clint Sterner.
Be fun, man. Have a good show.
And Jeremy Branham. So the Sports Radio 610 Best Bug Store presented by Coors Light is going to get started. Buffalo Run in spring next Tuesday. We will be there. Clint will be there. We're going to be there from 10 to 6. $1.50 Miller Lights, $2.50 Coors Light Long Net, $6.10 per pound crawfish. Figgy's foaming at the mouth over there. Thanks to Stanford Rout for joining the show. Thanks to Randy Galloway for joining the show. Thank you very much to Adam Spillane for joining us live at Astro Spring Training, courtesy of Texas Bay Credit Union. For Figgy Fig being the best in the world at what he do, for the OG John Lopez, I am Landry Larker. This has been another edition of In the Loop, episode number 439. Jeremy Branham and Clint Sterner are next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.